the BRNN Bureau notes a world, a decades-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons has expired. That's despite objections from the United States. Iran on Sunday called the end of the arms embargo a momentous day for the international community and in defiance of the U.S. regime's effort. It's not clear what weapons Iran will seek to buy. Its economy is suffering from sanctions. A day after winning a second term in a landslide victory, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she sees the election result as an endorsement of her government's efforts to stamp out the coronavirus and reboot the economy. Ardern says she expects to form a new government within 3 weeks and to prioritize work on the virus response. Her popularity soared earlier this year after she led a successful effort to halt the spread of the virus by implementing a strict lockdown in late March. Ardern's Liberal Labor Party got 49% of the vote, crushing the Conservative National Party, which got 27% of the vote and, incidentally, is also led by a woman. Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, has loosened lockdown restrictions as new and active COVID-19 cases continue to decline. From midnight Sunday, Melbourne residents will no longer face limits on the time they can spend away from their homes for education or recreation. Previous restrictions allowing city residents to travel only 3 miles from home will increase at midnight to 15 miles. Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people from 2 households will be allowed, and golf and tennis can resume. Victoria State reported only 2 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday and no deaths. The rolling 14-day average of cases dropped to 8. The lowest in 4 months. Regulations will be further loosened on November 2nd with the partial reopening of shops, bars, and restaurants. This is VOA News. Guineans begin voting for President Sunday with the 82-year-old incumbent Alpha Conde going for a third term. The poll follows months of political unrest in the former French colony, where dozens of people have been killed during security crackdowns on mass protests against Mr. Conde. The president pushed through a new constitution in March, arguing that it would modernize the country, but the move allowed him to bypass a 2-term limit for presidents. After decades as an opposition activist, Conde became Guinea's first democratically elected president in 2010, and he won again in 2015. Rights groups have increasingly criticized him lately, though, of becoming an autocrat. The vote marks the start of a busy election season across West Africa, with votes also due in Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Ghana, and Niger. Turkish-held Northern Cyprus votes Sunday, too, for a new leader. The breakaway state is only recognized off-island by Turkey. The presidential vote pits an incumbent who supports reunification with the Greek-speaking Republic of Cyprus in the south against a Turkish nationalist. The Turk wants a 2-state solution. He's now the prime minister of the self-proclaimed Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, and he's backed by Turkey's president Tayyip Erdogan. Under Erdogan, Turkey has become an assertive regional power, now arguing with EU states Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas reserves in waters of the eastern Mediterranean. The polls come amid an economic crisis deepened by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has largely shuttered the tourism sector on the island. The new region now voting was established after the north was occupied by Turkey in 1974 in reaction to a coup that aimed to annex Cyprus to Greece. Political observers say that much of the electorate, though, wants to live in a united Cyprus. One popular hashtag translates in English to "Peace because," one user wrote, "we don't want to be puppets in our own country." Bolivians began voting Sunday in a presidential election many hope can restore stability to a nation. Bolivia was plunged into turmoil after a problematic vote was eventually voided last year. That left the country in the hands of an interim president. Frontrunners in the election are Luis Arce, who champions a return to the socialist and pro-indigenous policies of former President Evo Morales, and the other candidate is Carlos Mesa, a centrist who served as president in the early 2000s. 11 soldiers are dead, too, and a frantic search is underway for 11 others after a landslide hit central Vietnam Sunday. The country is battling its worst flooding in years. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.